Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, let me say.
Sassy Elliott,
girl. The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. An emergency check-in.
I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, that was a new one. Emergency check-in from Sassy Elliott, Shore Parks. What's up, Elliott?
Man, I got to say that they really blend together well.
They
like
do.
A remix.
They
like
do.
A remix from back in the day. Just goes right into it. What's up, guys? Excited to see why you want to have me on.
Well, you know, I always hear you warning people that if we reach out, you know, around 5 o'clock or something and ask you to come on, it's never good. We're just checking in with our guy, Elliott. There's nothing nefarious here.
Nice. Well, I'm excited. I mean, the injury report just came out. We can talk about that. Whatever you guys want to talk about, I'm here for.
Well, we did have this breaking news. Tweet that we needed to talk to you about. Let me read it to you, Elliott. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room, players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I've been in, just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it.
Exactly right. See, I was in the locker room as an insider, yes, with a credential around my neck. And with that responsibility, I felt it was important to inform the fans what was going on in the locker room. So it's an important tweet. I know I saw the odds yesterday for Insider of the Year. I see I'm on trail a little bit.
I thought you didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it on Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you and Devin just trying to outthirst each other around the Eagles this week. I mean, what a competition is going on right now.
I don't know what you want me to do. I walk in the locker room. It's maybe the loudest locker room I've ever been in. It was. A.J. Brown. Let me set the scene for you guys.
Oh,
ready?
Yes. Please
I'm going to set the scene. So I walk in, right? Crowded locker room, way more crowded than normal. Left side of the locker room, bunch of players in a circle talking, yelling. And I look, sitting in the middle, is A.J. Brown, and they're having some debate about something. They're laughing. Another back of the locker room, more players are talking. It was so loud, you almost couldn't conduct interviews at once. So, look, that's part of the profession. I have to still conduct interviews. I was happy to still do it. But it was an extremely loose, loud locker room, and, you know, some might say A.J. was leading the way.
Wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, it is noteworthy. If A.J.'s leading the vibes in the locker room.
Oh, are you kidding me? Where was Jalen?
I didn't see Jalen. He wasn't there. Yeah, I think they were in a meeting.
Is that sure? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see Jalen. He wasn't there.
Locker room, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well,
anything else going on?
Yeah. Anything else? The injury report.
Oh, the injury report.
Lane Johnson did practice, right?
Okay.
Lane Johnson was out there. We got to see him do individuals today. We didn't get to see them do that yesterday. And he was lined up, like, with the starters. They don't line up the straight five, but they'll line up the right side of the line with the guard, and they'll do drills that way. And he was with the starters. He was, you know, going through all the drills. I know he was listed as limited, but I think he's going to play. I guess you can't say 100% until that injury makes it to Sunday, but I think he's going to be out there. N'Kobe is going to be out there. He talked yesterday. Calcaterra practiced, okay. I think, for a toast. So they're going to be, you know, I would have gone for the two seed, but they are going to be extremely healthy in this game. So they will get what they want going into the postseason.
Trent Williams did practice today as well. Ah. So that's a good sign for the Niners. Yeah, right. That is a big one for the Niners.
Is Kittle, did he practice? Is Kittle back?
I did not see.
I think he's practiced all week.
Oh, he has been practicing.
Pearsall was off the...
Yeah, he was just on the injury report.
That wasn't.
Yeah, Pearsall, I guess, was off to the side.
Okay.
But...
Well, he's had that knee thing the entire year, Pearsall.
Yeah, I mean, I will say Trent Williams practicing is definitely a big deal. He's their best offensive lineman.
Yeah.
I haven't got to see all the 49ers tweets from practice today. I haven't seen what their locker room was like how loud it was or if they were having debates and stuff like
the
that.
The vibes,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the Trent Williams news is good for sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell me again about the locker room?
It was maybe the last time I've ever been in. I mean, you want to talk about good vibes. Like, it was unbelievable. Heading into the postseason, this team has put the regular season behind them. I think they're ready just to concentrate on the future, for sure.
All right. Man, I'm excited for your prediction with us tomorrow, as you will join us at 3 o'clock, if we don't need you beforehand, you know. So.
Well, after this locker room, I might have just gone up, you know, a few points.
That's
what he was making
There it is. Wow.
I got to tell you, E. You being a longer shot than Devin to win Insider of the Year, brother, is disappointing.
Look, I've not had the best start to the season. There's no doubt about it.
Start to the season.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you think about it, we're only about halfway through because it goes through the combine, right, in the draft.
Yeah, in
so
the free agency.
I still got the whole offseason. Now, traditionally, that's not my strong part of the season, but we will see. We'll see what I can do for the second half.
Yo,
I'm not giving up yet.
McManus with I wouldn't say a home run, but a double with his Vic Fangio meatball story today.
Oh, yeah, how about that one?
Yeah,
I did notice when listening through, it was pretty interesting how when you named other beat reporters, it was, haven't really done much, but a ton of respect for him. You know, that
well,
not,
look.
And then I go, and it's like, not a great year so far. I'm pretty far down the list.
Well, look, the respect for you is understood because we are coworkers and friends.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
But yeah. McManus, you know, some say McManus was robbed last year.
Some do say. Now, Rob, because he didn't win and I won.
Well,
he
had more first-place votes. Yeah.
He did, but you need total votes.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The trophy's in my house right now.
All right. There it is. There he is, the great Elliot Shore Park. Subscribe
right.
to the Go Bird Pod, Go Birds podcast, wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot.
All right.
Thank you.
All righty.
There he is. Yeah.
And him and Seltz are breaking down a locker room tomorrow. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
And Devin, well, she lied on Twitter. She said something about the Niners. She was doing, you know, in the exchange with, well, a quote unquote exchange with Buzz about
where Buzz just bullied her.
Yeah.
Having
to beat a team 4 times in 2 years or something. She said, you know, the Niners have had a cake schedule. The Niners, by strength of schedule, had a harder schedule than the Eagles this year. And she and Elliot have been perpetrating this lie, this thirsty lie, that the Eagles had a tougher schedule, and they did not have a tough schedule. By winning percentage, I think they had the 24th toughest schedule in the league. 24th by winning percentage.
And the Niners had?
Niners were 15th or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Niners, if I remember correctly, their opponent's winning percentage was 498. And
just based off their division.
Yes. And the Eagles was 472.
Yeah.
It actually just ended up being, it's actually very funny when you get a last place schedule or something like that happens and somebody like Jacksonville ends up being good.
I was going to say AFC South was supposed to be not good.
Yes.
They wound up getting 2 teams in, and Indy was good for half of the year.
Yes, yeah. So if you ended up playing them then.
Yeah.
And, you know, our schedule, I think the things that ended up with the Eagles schedule being, you know, it's not that it wasn't a tough schedule. It felt like a tough schedule during it. But clearly, Chiefs not as good as people thought. Dallas was not as good as we thought they were going to be. The Giants even were not as good as we thought they were going to be. Washington were not as good. Even the Lions, good team, but not what they were last year.
Didn't finish strong.
What we were expecting.
Yep.
So, 215-592-9494. Nick in Hillsboro. You're in WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick? Can I get some Ike juice?
Yes, sir. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Yeah, buddy. Hey, I got a question for you, and I'll give you the rationale why I asked that question. Would you guys trade a loss this weekend for John Harbaugh?
No.
Nah. Yeah.
Really?
No.
I live, it's Central Jersey, so I get both New York and Philly markets.
Yes.
And Spike, your old colleagues up there.
Oh, they want John Harbaugh. Yeah.
Well, they do, but two different shows were saying how the worst thing that could happen for Giants fans is if we lost this weekend and got John Harbaugh, who would come back to us.
Now, that's Craig.
Any chance that happens?
That's Craig. That's Craig. Craig is just stirring stuff up. There is, I would imagine, I have no inside information, that there is absolutely, aside from if the Eagles pulled out knives and stabbed the other team. I can't imagine Nick Sirianni could get fired.
Aside from Nick Sirianni pulling out knives and stabbing somebody.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
He's not getting fired.
There's no world in which Nick Sirianni gets fired.
No.
Yeah, and Craig
is. And nor should he, by the way.
Yes. And look, Craig is one of the best at stirring people up. See, he knows how to stir up Philadelphians because he worked here. But there is no chance. I saw, what's his name? Nick Wright was saying it too, saying something about if the Eagles, there's no way they're firing Sirianni. Yeah. And you're talking about the same, look, I'm not, John Harbaugh's a great coach, but he's another coach.
You're exactly right. Yeah. What's different? He's going to have to hire an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And that has the potential of leaving every year. So it doesn't do anything different for the Eagles. The culture isn't the problem with the Eagles. And that's what Nick is supposed to be. His strength is at, and honestly, for two straight years, he's navigated some choppy waters, and we'll see how this ends up. But I don't get the sense at all that the Eagles are unhappy with Nick Sirianni as a coach at all.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, Greg was one of them, but also Tiki said it too in the midday. Him and Evan were talking about it, and I mean, obviously, Tiki's an ex-player. Is there any insight there that maybe he knows something too, you know? And
well, it's a better chance that I have inside information than Tiki or Craig having inside information.
Yeah, on the Eagles,
yes,
for sure. I think what Tiki might be doing is, Tiki certainly can have Giants inside information. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he thinks that the Giants aren't going to get him and he's trying to throw off a scent. I have no idea. I would be floored if Nick Sirianni got fired. It would be, I would be, how about this? I would be more surprised if Nick Sirianni wasn't the head coach next year than Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback. It would surprise me more if Sirianni wasn't the head coach. Like, that is how shocked I would be if Sirianni wouldn't be here for John Harbaugh. So,
what are the chances Petullo gets replaced with either Kingsbury or even Dable possibly?
Now that has possibility to it, I guess.
Now my guess is that Kingsbury is going to try to get
a head
coaching
job. Yeah,
yeah. And Dable, I don't know about Dable.
Dable worked with Hurts at Alabama, though. They got the familiarity from there.
He also is familiar with being benched when Brian Dable was there. I don't know. Thank you for the call, Nick. Just from a personality standpoint, Dable feels like a weird fit. It just feels like a weird fit to me from a personality standpoint.
Yeah, I know people don't want to hear this, but I don't think anybody on the coaching staff is in trouble. Now, you may get somebody that leaves because they get promoted somewhere else but I just don't see where the Eagles are going to blame the results of this year on a coach.
Well, the point you made yesterday was, forgetting about where the leaks came from, they clearly came from within the organization, mm-hmm. and those leaks were indicative of an organization that does not think the coach was the problem. It doesn't mean that they think he did the best job he could have done this year, or that they weren't disappointed in certain things, but it just doesn't seem like, I don't get the vibe from the organization that
here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The players that did voice their opinion that they weren't happy about the direction of the offense never pointed a finger at a coach.
No, not one time.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
so nobody was saying we need better play designs or anything of that nature.
No, they kept saying it's us. Yeah. The only person... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about Italian food here. Angelo always loved my Sunday sauce or gravy. I had each grandma called it something different, so I called it whatever one was going to get me smacked with a wooden spoon. But the meatballs, the best meatballs I ever had were made by Gail Cataldi, who's an Irish woman.
Ah.
So good that when I do charity events, I actually auction off a pot of her meatballs to people.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. Gail, whatever Gail's secret she found, man, I've never tasted a better meatball in my life.
Yeah.
You know, all the, it's just, you want to giggle when you hear, just because the balls part of meatballs.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest. I'm sorry. It's I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead,
yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
You said balls. No, but, and also, I never had a feeling one way or another about the 49ers, or I call them the whiners now, until that NFC Championship. Like, in my life, I've never seen a professional team whine the way they did after that game. Oh, if our quarterback didn't get hurt. I've never heard that before. I lost so much respect for them, and now I just, every time I see them, it's like my head just explodes. I hate them more than I hate Dallas right now. That's how much
wow.
I hate whiners.
Wow.
So okay. I can't wait to see it. Hell yeah.
How about it?
Yeah, well, the way I describe it is Dallas is like your ex-wife who you divorced a long time ago. You don't like her, whereas the Niners are the girl that stayed overnight and then woke up in the morning and stole your stereo.
Wow, you had a different life than I did, Kenny.
Yeah,
all right, see you, buddy.
Stole your stereo.
Yeah. Marcus in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
This call is mainly for you, bro. I get so... first off, I love your Sixers.
Which one? Oh, me. Okay, there we go. Yes.
Love you. I love the Sixers. I love how you love the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
And believe in Joel Embiid. Like, so that's how I know your opinions are genuine and it's not like clickbaity.
No. Yeah.
The hate that you have for the coach.
The coach?
The coach and Jalen Hurts.
I do not hate the coach one little bit. Marcus, first of all, hold on. I just want to be clear. I don't hate either of them. I think Nick Sirianni is a very good coach. I don't think he's as good a coach as Kyle Shanahan, but I think he's a very good coach. And I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. So... but I don't hate either of them. I actually have the problem. My issue, Marcus, and then I'll let you go. I'm sorry. My issue is that sometimes around here, when you say that somebody is better, all of a sudden in a different city, all of a sudden you say, well, you hate them. Like if I asked you if Kyle Shanahan is a better offensive coordinator than Kevin Petullo, would you say yes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you hate Kevin Petullo.
No. Hear me out.
See, yeah.
That's different because there's a head coach in an offensive. I would say Kyle Shanahan is a better offensive-minded head coach than Nick Sirianni all day. I would say Nick Sirianni is a better CEO coach than Kyle Shanahan. Now, that's the issue. I get what y'all say, how we need to, you know, change up the offensive coordinator. That's a problem that he doesn't call plays. But that's not what I call.
Okay.
What I call for is because I feel like Josh Allen is the best player in the league, you say, right?
Yes.
Best player in the league. You just said that earlier.
Yep.
Josh Allen's stats and Jalen's stats this year are the same.
Yes, but if you watch both players.
Hold on, wait, listen. Hear me out.
Yes.
The difference is Jalen wins at a higher clip than Josh. Now, you can say Jalen has all of this stuff with the incompetent head coach that doesn't call plays and with the incompetent offensive coordinator that doesn't call rhythmic plays. But their stats are the same. Their stats have been the same. Josh only had probably one or two like outstanding years. But love Josh.
No, but he is
better.
Marcus, Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Allen has a better skill set.
No, he's a better player.
No,
he is better. Let me say this, Marcus. He's better at literally every skill. Every skill. He's a better thrower. He's a better runner. He's a better player. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, like,
so why does Josh need the supporting cast at Jalen Hurts?
No, Josh Allen might have the worst collection of wide receivers in the NFL. He has the 24th ranked defense in the NFL. Like, and they have the same number of wins as the Eagles. I don't know what to tell you. All it is that Josh, you can point to stats all you want. Josh Allen is a better player than Jalen. It's fine. It doesn't mean that Jalen's not a good quarterback or you can't win a Super Bowl with him. It doesn't.
It's proven that you can, but it's also proven that you can't win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen.
No, that is it's not.
Player.
It's not proven. Okay, let me ask you, Marcus. Do you think it was proven that you can't win a Super Bowl with Dan Marino?
Yes.
No.
He hasn't won one.
No, but that doesn't prove that you couldn't. It proves that you didn't. It doesn't prove that you can't.
All right, I got you. I get what you're saying. I get that's semantics, but I get what you're saying.
It's not semantics. It's not semantics.
Right now, listen, up to right now, Spike.
Yeah.
It's been proven. You can win with Jalen Hurts a Super Bowl.
Yes.
No matter what. But listen, hear me out. But with Josh Allen, with so much more talent in every aspect, but he needs the superstar wide receivers. And
no.
He needs the number two defense. That's obviously what it is.
No.
He hasn't done it.
No. But just because, Marcus, I don't know what to tell you. Just because he hasn't done it doesn't mean that he can't. Like that's all. There are plenty of players. I can't do this. Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jalen Hurts won one Super Bowl, same number of Super Bowls.
He's been to more Super Bowls than
been
Aaron
to more.
Rodgers.
And you know what? Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, but it's fine. The Eagles have a better football team. And Jalen has come up in big situations, which is a credit to him. And Josh Allen had an opportunity against the Chiefs last year in a big play, and he didn't make the play. And that goes on Josh Allen's resume, absolutely. And they're going to be, you hear every national talking head about Josh Allen. This, and it's unfortunate for his legacy, but they are pointing to this offseason and saying, if you don't do it here, now, this might be the worst team of the last 4 years that Josh Allen has had around him, but he's going to have to live with it. His legacy is going to have to live with it if they don't get there. Yeah. Is that fair? I don't know, but it's how it is. And Josh Allen is up against that now.
Now, it's the reality of the situation. And listen, I'll agree with you. I think Josh Allen is the better quarterback. And I think there's an argument that you can make Josh Allen is the best quarterback in football. I mean, there's a legitimate argument. He doesn't have the supporting cast that Joe Burrow has in Cincinnati. He doesn't have necessarily the coach or the defensive coordinator that Patrick had in Kansas City for the years that he was doing what he was doing. And those would be the only two quarterbacks that would even be in that conversation of being better than Josh Allen. If you chose, I wouldn't say there's another quarterback better than Josh Allen. And you know, I like Matthew Stafford, but he's older. I like Lamar, but Lamar, hell, we think Josh Allen has come up short. Lamar's come up even shorter.
Yeah, and Josh Allen has come up short in terms of winning those games. But when you look at his performance.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't play well in those games.
He's not like some playoff choker. Lamar's numbers are bad in the playoffs. Josh Allen's aren't.
That's how Peyton's used to be.
Yes, bad.
Peyton Manning's numbers used to be like that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What do you think about the job Lincoln Riley is doing at USC? Jack, appearing on our San Francisco sister station.
Right next to each other. Right down the road. How far away is LA and San Fran? Like a drive.
The opposite ends of the...
Los Angeles is in Southern California, and San Francisco is in Northern California.
Okay,
it's like 6 hours.
That's all I asked.
Okay.
That's all I asked.
What's next?
A simple question.
Look at a map.
I understand.
Okay.
I've actually never been that side of the California.
The country.
Just Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is in Southern California.
It's east. Well, it's by Reno. It's on the eastern side of California.
Yes, right. But it's still in Southern California.
I don't know about
that. You can
that.
Be both south and east.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay.
But you make it seem like it's in Southern California. What's next? Why? Because there's snow there. Southern California.
What's next? What is next?
Drive-thru worker.
Would you like fries with that?
Spike. Before I answer, I have a question for you. If you were starting an NFL franchise, would you start it with Shanahan and Purdy or Sirianni and Hurts?
Look.
Tim and Newark.
I didn't ask Mayock because I knew it wouldn't go well.
I did remind you to ask him.
No. I told Ike, I said, I'm not asking Mayock.
Yeah, Mike, it's good. Yeah. Good decision.
Yeah, that's exactly what he doesn't want out of me. Yep. What's next?
Kristen's analysis is accurate. Jack can exhibit anxiety, and Ike can indeed be hyper. Jack and Ike's FanDuel apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had us all nailed pretty good.
Yeah, she did.
But I think Chuck had her pretty good, too. So what's next?
Lower. 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 Lower! Chuck to the camera operator on his upcoming YouTube show.
Oh.
I had nothing to do with that. That was inappropriate.
Come on, man. We're trending in the right direction. Yep, that was unnecessary.
Very unnecessary. What's next?
The newly updated list of the biggest Phil's offseason moves. Number one, Kyle Schwarber re-signed. Number two, Bryce wore a t-shirt. Number three, someone sent thirsty text to Beau Bichette. Broad Street, here we come. Frank in Ardmore.
He's got a point. They better get Bichette.
Release the text.
Release the text.
Who texted him? Who texted him? What's next?
Oh, you wanted me to text Bo Bichette. I texted JT Realmuto. Orion Kirkering. Oh. Na, 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 na.
Text line. Orion's been...
That's funny.
He's been under the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone felt bad for him.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the good thing for him is when he gets announced his first time at the bank, they will give him a standing ovation.
That's what we do.
I believe so.
Yeah. That's what we do.
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, I think people felt bad for him.
Because I think they felt bad for him.
Because I think people feel bad for him.
Why?
Because he
knows
he blacked out on the mound.
Yeah. I think they'll give him a standing O. That would be my bet.
Welcome to the Phillies.
I would bet on it. In fact.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, 100% happening. I'll lead it. I don't care.
Yeah,
the guy pointed to where he should have thrown the ball.
Yeah. And he blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He blacked out.
But again, if Atulo loses on Sunday, out of here.
Okay. What's coming up in Fritz at 6?
Well, I really just want to talk about Beau Bichette.
I know.
But okay. No, my big topic is, are you sure the Eagles are going to win on Sunday? Okay. I'm not sure.
You know, Mayock shook me. Mayock shook me a little bit. His tone shook me a little bit.
I think they're going to win.
I think they're going to win.
I'm not sure they're going to win.
Okay.
So I want to see where the people are at.
I'm sure.
Jack will do that for 6.5 minutes, and they'll start talking about
six and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Then buzz for a good four to ten.
Okay.
And then Beau Bichette.
And then Beau Bichette.
Then Beau Bichette, right. Yes.
We'll be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.